ourselves, tested on our uniforms from chasing all the ants and worms. We clean up and now it's time to learn. We clean up and now it's time to learn. Numbers let us learn to spell, nouns and books and show and tell. Playtime we will throw the ball back to class. Against the wall, teacher marks our head against the wall. We don't notice any time pass. We don't notice anything. We sit side by side in every class. Teacher thinks that I sound funny, but she likes the way you sing. Tonight I'll dream while I'm in bed, when silly thoughts go through my head about the bugs and alphabet. When I wake tomorrow, I'll bet that you and I will walk together again. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Yes, I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
The consumer, they call us. We're the people that buy, while everyone else is out to sell some kind of merchandise. We run to the boss and tell him we need a bit more gold, some tax deductions later, and we still wind up in the hole. Oh yes, we are the people running in the race, buying up the bargains in the old marketplace. Another sale on something, we'll buy it while it's hot, and save a lot of money spending money we don't got. We save a lot of money spending money we don't got. The consumer, they call us. We always get a fair shake. We buy a fridge that doesn't freeze and a stove that doesn't bake. We can't buy nothing lasting lest we get that raise in pay. Then they'd only charge more for the things that cost us less today. The consumer, they call us. We're fussy what we eat. We look at the price of the T-bone steak and buy hamburg meat. And all those fancy packages we take down from the shelf, they're always full of good fresh air when they're not full of nothing else. Oh yes, we are the people running in the race, buying up the bargains in the old marketplace. Another sale on something, we'll buy it while it's hot, and save a lot of money spending money we don't got. We save a lot of money spending money we don't got. The consumer, they call us. When the man comes in the door, they give us a deal on a vacuum if we buy a rug for the floor. And how do we pay the finance when the monthly bills arrive? They just send down the bailiff to repossess the car we drive. The consumer's what they call us. We're always deep in debt, from buying drawers and discount stores to fixing the TV set. We go to the bank for the money and sign for another loan and pray the Lord doesn't see us stop in the tavern halfway home. Oh yes, we are the people running in the race, buying up the bargains in the old marketplace. Another sale on something, we'll buy it while it's hot, and save a lot of money spending money we don't got. We save a lot of money spending money we don't got.
Hey there, you're listening to 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. That would be CKUW.
Hi, this is the Thrashers, and you're listening to Night Danger Radio on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
There's an old the big iron ring.
Real brief, eh?
Yeah, I could ride all the victory train. The one side of our brain. Bicycle tie and a fence of barbed wire and a heart's desire. It's a sunny day, yeah, get your fishing pole, get down to the fishing pole, get yourself some soul. Yeah, get a ride on the victory train, the one side of our brain. Plane out across the plain in the heart of me. Yeah, get a ride on the
CKUW 95.9 FM. This is probably reminding you of Gay Petty. That was kind of cool. Let's try a different note. We're going to try a chord here.
Whoa.
Only dogs and cats can hear that one. Just horsing around. There we go. Oh, what's happening here? Very nice, very nice. CKUW 95.9 FM, Night Danger Radio is on the air. This is our 300th episode for the love of CKUW. And yeah, we're having fun. There ain't no rules here. Thanks to you folks for pledging, which keeps us not under the control of the government or big corporations. We are free, free, free to do what we want any old time. And yeah, it shows. And listen, man, we're men and women. Yeah, this is live radio from downtown Winnipeg on the 4.5 floor of Centennial Hall. And that doesn't happen anymore in the regular, commercial radio thing. Everything's satellite now, but CKUW has stayed true to the radio roots, as we should have. I fell in love with late night radio a long damn time ago, and that's why I'm doing this, to keep the overnights going. Because just because you're working shift work or you can't sleep or whatever, that doesn't mean you should be excluded from things. And that's why we do it. Patrick Michaelishan was in here earlier. He does Thursday nights. When I did my Fun Drive shows, I had Mr. Mumbles with me, a.k.a. David. And he does Friday nights called Manitoba Moon. And Metal Monday is sometimes live. So we still do have some late night live programming happening here on CKW, like it should be, man. Like, night people are awesome people. They're my kind of people. Anyways, I'm striving to be Buckwheat Zydeco, so we just heard him, and a song called Come and Get Yourself Some, yeah, from a record called Jackpot, which is an absolute jackpot of music. I can guarantee you that. 2005 Tomorrow Records put it out. Such a party record. Come on. If you're ever feeling down and low, go find yourself some Buckwheat Zydeco and you'll be all right. We heard Bill Bourne and Shannon Johnson. I played Victory Train from that record, which came out in 1996 on Free Radio Records. And I'm flying the victory flag here. I am. We're almost at 57 grand. We improved from last year and I believe the year before, and maybe the year before that too. So we're coming. And it looks like we're going to remain commercial free and awesome for another year, all because you folks pledged. And if you didn't, go to the website and pledge now. We could use 410 bucks to make her an even 57 grand, that's for sure. We heard Stompin' Tom Connors before that with The Consumer, which is what we all are. And from a record called Stompin' Tom and the Hockey Song, freaking hell, 1972 Boot Records put it out. The White Stripes before that with We're Going to Be Friends. Hell yeah, we're going to be friends. Everyone who listens to CKW is a friend of mine, I'll tell you that much. From a record called White Blood Cells, 2002 V2 Records put it out. The freaking Beatles before that, with a little help from my friends from Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, 1967 Capitol put it out. And off the top, a song that we'll always play after Fun Drive. And it was Andrew Gold, Thank You for Being a Friend, from All This and Heaven 2, which came out in 1978 on Asylum Records. There you have it. 1:18 in the a.m. Pledge now, or you're going to be hearing this for the rest of the show. 3, 2, 1. Hey, do you want to hear the most annoying sound in the world? So I'm blowing into this whistle kind of thing, and it's got the terrifying face of Bigfoot on it. And, it's made by someone called Play Visions, which, of course, is Chinese. Yeah. But yeah, that's a terrifying, too bad this is radio and I couldn't show you the terrifying face of the Bigfoot. But this is a terrifying sound. There you have it. All right, so what are we doing on this show? I didn't even explain anything. We got off to a bit of a rocky start, but the transition was rockier than usual. It's the it's always rocky, but this one was a little bit worse than usual. But hey, what can you do? So, like I said, I didn't get my list of donors, which is supposed to be left in my mailbox, but for some reason it ain't there. And so I can't thank anybody this week, but like I said, we'll get to it next week and I'll go on the social media and do the social media post of shame, apologizing for to all the people who I didn't thank. A lot of people will be podcasting this and going, what the hell's going on here? And I don't know, man. I asked for my list. It ain't here. I mean, look, what freaking could I do? You know, Jesus. But so anyways, we were going to give away Moses Mays tickets tonight to anyone who opted in for the incentives or the swag and who pledged $75 or up. And because I don't have a list, I have no clue. No idea, so we can't draw for the Moses Mays tickets till next week. Fortunately for us, Moses Mays is not for a while, and so it's not like it's this weekend. Otherwise, I'd be freaking irate. But anywho, yeah, maybe we should. Well, it's 1:21 in the morning. What should we do? Let's do this. Let me find this thing here. Oh, let's see. Here, we'll just do a bunch of these.
Help me, Rod. Help me help you. Help me help you.
Haha, I knew it. Someone always changes the settings on this thing. Oh, here we go.
Right, okay, people, you have to tell me these things, all right? I've been frozen for 30 years, okay? Throw me a frickin' bone here. I'm the boss.
I'm the boss, man. I'm the boss. Let's see. What do we got here? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Nice.
All right, zip it.
Zip it.
You can't even...
Zip it.
Zip it.
Zip.
Look, all
ladies and gentlemen of the jury, exhibit A.
Number two, would you please back
Look,
me up?
Look, I'm Zippy Longstockings.
I can't...
When a problem comes along, you must zip it. Zip it good.
Frown, would you please...
Kisu hai, pindo wa, mita hi oto. Subtitle, zip it.
I'm just trying
zip.
To...
Zip. Would you like to have a suckle of my zipper?
I want you... Stop.
Come here.
You know what? You're like a child.
Come here.
Talking. If you just one time.
Zip it. Unveil the time portal.
I'm out making some sweet moolah with Uncle Rico.
The numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board.
Oh.
11,
oh,
11,
and 11,
11. And
amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
That's right.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder.
It's one louder, man.
I find your lack of faith
pledging
disturbing.
Enough of this. Vader, release him.
As you wish.
Yeah, well,
You know, that's just like...
your opinion, man.
Your opinion, man.
Yeah. Night Danger.
I find your lack of faith pledging. Disturbing.
Pledge now.
Enough of this. Vader, release him.
As you wish.
Yeah.
Jeez. Why does Vader have to be so bad on people, man? Why is that? I mean, take it easy, Vader. Freaking hell. All right. What am I doing now? Yeah, this is a train wreck of a show. Let's see what's this? Check this out.
Oh,
thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh no. No. No, please sit down. Everyone sit down. Yep. It's okay. We're good. This is the sound that I often hear after I tell a joke. Yeah. Okay. All right. Tough audience. Tough audience. All right. Yeah. Hey, man. We need to make some sweet moolah.
I'm making some sweet moolah with Uncle Rico.
All right. Listen, let's do it because it's 25 after, and we're just screwing around here. We're not even really doing anything. It's just because, you know, this is a boycott because my plans of thanking my people is shot to beep. So, anyways, it's time for CKUW weather, which is a positive thing. I do say so. Yeah, CKW weather, whether you like it or not.
Weather!
Yeah. So listen, in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, where we're situated right now, wherever you guys are listening around the world, it's -3 in Winnipeg. It feels like -8, though, with the wind chill. Chill. Everybody chill. So it looks like we've reached our low for the night, maybe. A few clouds out there. For the rest of Wednesday, we're looking at 3 above. Yeah. -5 tomorrow night. Meh. Which is way better than it has been, folks. I mean, freaking -40 and all that. Thursday, the 27th of February. Man, February's almost done. 0 is the high with complete cloudiness. And at the nighttime, there's a chance of flurries or rain showers. And by the way, on Thursday, the 27th of February, not to rub it in, I am going to see Del Barber for the last time. He's doing the last Kick at the Can tour, and I barely got tickets for that one, but they're both sold out, folks. There's a Thursday, excuse me, and Friday show, and no dice. You can't get in. Friday the 28th, though, -5, and then we dip down to -16 at night. Ouch. For Saturday, March the 1st, -8 and complete sun, -14 at night with a little bit of cloud. Sunday the 2nd of March, we're looking at -2, mix of sun and cloud, -4 at night. Some clouds in there as well. So there you go. Hey, the weather's been fantastic compared to what it's been. Almost anything's better than what it's been, I'm thinking here. And but anyways, we'll get to that in a bit, I guess. Hold on here. What am I doing? There we go. All right. We're ill-prepared today, I'll tell you that much. We're just flying by the seat of our pants. Pretty fun though, but anyways, listen, I got a hockey set coming up because during Fun Drive I did a lot of phone shifts at night, and I actually missed most of the live Team Canada games and whatnot. And actually I missed a lot of games because of Fun Drive, but I did PVR them, and I watched them late at night, and man, the hockey was incredible. Amazing hockey. And boy, Canada, you know, sure did you know, need a win with all the tariff thing going on and all that stuff, all that nonsense, all that BS, you know. And so when Canada won, I think the whole country was up and at them. I was at the radio station when we won, and I actually thought we lost because when I was driving home after my phone shift, it was very quiet. It was very, very much like business as usual, and I thought, you know, I thought maybe being downtown here, I'd hear, you know, a bunch of people, you know, hooting and hollering and stuff. But I might have missed that. I might have missed it by like half an hour or something like that. But when I got home, I put the PVR on, and much to my delight, Connor McDavid in overtime brings us to glory. So absolutely wonderful stuff. And so without further ado, we're going to do yet another hockey set. And yeah, I mean, I've done a million of these, but I'm a huge hockey fan, and I'm even a bigger hockey fan now. Of course, we're going to start with Queen because, you know, we have to. So it's CKUW. It's 95.9 FM. Night Danger Radio is going till 3 in the morning, and we're about 1 minute away from the halfway point. Wow. Episode 300, people. Wow, wow, wow. 300 episodes, man. That's no joke, man. All right. Yeah. Meow.
Where you belong. This is CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
This is Satanic Rites, and you're listening to Night Danger Radio on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Got a friend in BC, know some winders kissing York, and I wanna buy a motorcycle and cut up to some farm somewhere in this Cushit County where the hills are round and green, around and green, around and green, where the hills are round and green. Late nights make me really tired, all this jamming gives me pity, like listening to earthquakes all wired up for rock and roll. Mama only listens to the radio, Papa only watches hockey games. This suburb rocks with the Eddie Van Wailers, God Save the Queen, which made you a moron.
Hard work is the ethic of the free. When no one's a man.
over in Paris, eating wine, drinking cheese. This guy comes up to me and he says,
"Where are you from?"
And I says, "Yeah, I'm from Canada." And he says,
"Zut alors, mon Dieu, you are from Canada? Do you play hockey?"
And I says, "Do I play hockey? Well, I play air hockey, ball hockey, burn hockey, bubble hockey, field hockey, floor hockey, ice hockey, kitchen hockey, room hockey, roller hockey, table hockey, twist hockey. And I play hockey, 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 hockey,
hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey,
hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey,
hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey,
hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey,
hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey,
hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey. Well, I play air hockey, ball hockey, burn hockey, bubble hockey, field hockey, floor hockey, ice hockey, kitchen hockey, road hockey, roller hockey, table hockey, twist hockey. And I play hockey, under in Australia. This guy comes up to me and he says,
"Hi, where you from, mate?"
And I says, "Yeah, I'm from Canada." And he says,
"Too right, honey child. Ripper, you're from Canada. Do you play hockey?"
And I says, "Do I play hockey? Well, I play air hockey, ball hockey, burn hockey, bubble hockey, field hockey, floor hockey, ice hockey, kitchen hockey, road hockey, roller hockey, table hockey, twist hockey. And I play hockey, 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 hockey,
seven, four, 99, and 10. We were bending sticks neath the door.
getting just a little more of a blade with a perfect bend. As long as you can't slide a quarter on in and sing a hey, it's more than a game. Losing pucks in the snow, now where did that one go? I can't believe it's the third one today. But when the springtime would come, we'd find every single one and talk hockey all the live long day. That's right. Clicking sticks 3 times, drawing her back to your own line, top shelf, and we're up by one. Ringing them off the crossbars, moving our nets for the cars, and all together we would yell game on. And then our folks would call us in, and we all agreed next goal wins. But it didn't matter how the game would end, 'cause the season never ended on these rinks where we pretended. And tomorrow we play for the cup again. Yeah, tomorrow we play for the cup again. We'd sing, oh Canada, and play that game again. And sing, oh hey, hey, it's more than a game. We'd sing, oh hey, hey, it's more than a game. Secretary Officey and Bobby Clark without his teeth, and Jerry Cheevers with the stitches on his mask. When the Nordiques went away and the Jets did the same, do you think the fans were ever really asked?
Oh, yeah, he shoots, he scores. Connor McDavid, Team Canada, gold medal. Actually, was it even called? I know they got medals for winning that, but was it considered like a gold, silver, bronze thing? I have no clue. But anyways, we are the champions, my friend. We'll keep on fighting till the end. And Team Canada wins. Yes, indeed. That was massive. And yeah, the rematch is next year. I didn't know this, but the Winter Games, which I think is in Italy, if I'm not mistaken. And that'll be like a huge rematch, Canada versus the U.S. So we'll see what happens. We can't forget about Sweden and Finland. They played well as well. I watched a few games with them in it. And that is the best of the best. The best on best, that's for sure. So there's another hockey set. We've done like 20,000 of those in 6 years of being on the air. Out of the 300 shows that Night Danger Radio has done, I would say 200 of them have had some kind of hockey song on them, which is a pretty good average there. But we just heard the Mike Plume Band, a song called More Than a Game. Of course it is. And that's the 2014 version that was actually released in 2018 as a 7-inch by West Moraine Records. Great song. Jughead before that with the hockey song. I play hockey, 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 hockey. All kinds of hockey, indeed. And that came out that came off a record called that I believe No Means No or the Hanson Brothers put out, and on Wrong Records, which is their own label. And Puck Rock Volume 1. Fantastic. And the Rheostatics before that with the Ballad of Wendell Clark from their debut record, which they aptly named Greatest Hits. Hilarious. 1987, Green Sprouts Music put it out originally. The Tragically Hip before that with Fireworks. If there's a goal that everyone remembers, it was back in old 72 We all squeezed the stick and we all pulled the trigger. And all I remember was sitting beside you. Damn. Gord Downie, ridiculous. You said you didn't give a fuck about hockey? I never heard someone say that before. You held my hand and we walked home the long way. You were loosening my grip on Bobby Orr. Good grief. Okay. Yeah, so brilliant stuff there. From a record called Phantom Power, 1998, Universal Records put it out. The Hanson Brothers before that with Duke It Out. From Gross Misconduct, which came out in 92 on Alternative Tentacles Records. Yeah, when the Canadians and the Americans met in the Round Robin, there were three fights, and I believe it was 9 seconds. Duke It Out, man. Duke It Out. And, you know, by the way, folks, I wanted to talk to you about a little bit about this, but, you know, the fighting part, you know, got everyone's attention. And then I think everybody was watching the final between Canada and the U.S. because half the people were like, are they going to fight again? You know, which I kind of knew they weren't, right, because there's too much on the line. But the audience must have been absolutely behemoth, you know, for the Canada-U.S. final. And it did a lot for hockey. I went on Instagram, and I got lost in, like, an Instagram loop. And I just sat there looking at American folks going, you know, people were saying stuff like, I think I'm abandoning basketball, man. And I think I'm going to become a hockey fan. And people were saying all kinds of crazy things that, you know, that us, I guess, Canadian hockey fans have known for our whole life. How hockey is just ridiculous and so awesome. And, yeah. Like, when Mike Plumes wrote that song, More Than a Game, he knew what the heck he was talking about, that's for sure. And anyway, so, yeah, the Four Nations Cup did a lot for hockey. I think there's going to be, you know, an increase in viewership down in the old United States for hockey now. Because I heard tons of people on Instagram going, holy cow, that was incredible. You know, so much passion, so fast, so talented. Yeah. So really, really good thing, you know, for hockey. And, it was a lot better than the boring old All-Star game, you know, that they usually have. Like, the All-Star game to me is useless just because they take out all the physicality, right? Because no one wants to hurt each other in the All-Star game. You know, then, you know, you're the bad guy. You know what I mean? So having the Four Nations Cup was the exact opposite. It was mean and crazy and the way hockey should be. Insane. And the talent was ridiculous, or redonkulous, as some people would say. Anyways, Queen was off the top with We Are the Champions from News of the World, 1977. And, Elektra Records put that freaking thing out. Queen, not a bad band. Not at all. All right. What time is it, man? Almost 2 o'clock. Well, I'm not sure what we should do. You know what? Maybe what we'll do... Let's do this. We're going to do our... we're going to do our Del Barber set. Because as I mentioned earlier, Del Barber is on his final tour. And the last two dates are coming up of the last Kick at the Can tour, because Del's calling her quits. He's retiring. I've been following him on Instagram for a while, and he's got this beautiful farm somewhere in Manitoba. And he was posting up really cool stuff, like, you know, when it came time to harvest his garden, he was just pulling up, like, just tons of, like, garlic he had. He showed, like, you know, just piles of tomatoes, just beautiful stuff. Like, I mean, you know, like, self-sufficiency, it just looked spectacular. And, you know, he's got horses out there. He was, I think he was towing one of his children. I don't know if he has more than one kid, but anyways, the horse was towing one of his kids on a sleigh on one of his posts and stuff. So really, really kind of uplifting stuff from Del. Although I am very, very sad that he's calling her quits. But I got tickets, and I barely got tickets, like I was saying, on for the Thursday show, which was an added show after the original Friday show sold out in like a couple of days. I thought I had more than a couple of days, so I didn't buy tickets. And then all of a sudden, boom, you know, the Park Theater was like, nope, it's sold out. And I'm like, oh my God. And I was actually going to go big, Eric and Corey from the park for tickets. I was going to say, please, I'll pay for them. I'll pay double for them. But then all of a sudden they're like, oh, we got another date for you. And then I got in there and got a couple tickets. So I'm absolutely stoked to be going to Del Barber on Thursday night. I'm going to bring a pocket full of kryptonite. No, I'm going to bring a pocket full of money. And I got to buy some Del Barber stuff, preferably music. Like I kind of tried to look on the internet today to see if I could maybe get a little snapshot of any kind of merch that might be sold, but I didn't see any, which worries me a bit because he's already done like probably like 20, 25, 30 dates in Western Canada already. So I just hope he didn't sell every last CD that he has or every last piece of vinyl that he has. I hope there's a few left for us some desperate, you know, merch buyers here in Winnipeg. But we'll see. I'll let you know next week if I was able to purchase anything because, I only have like, what, three, four? I think I have three. I think it's three. I think I have three pieces of merch from Dell, and they're all CDs. And so I'd like to get maybe some vinyl in the mix and a few more CDs and, I don't know, maybe a shirt. I don't know, man. But and send Dell off in style for sure. So, and hopefully I can say hi to Dell and be like, hey, man,